Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Smoke from wildfires currently burning in Northern California and Southern Oregon continue to affect air quality in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. The Corral Fire, burning east of Hoopa and north of Willow Creek, has grown to 4,600 acres and remains uncontained as fire commanders focus on keeping it away from any residents or structures in the area. Forest users should expect forest closures in the fire area due to the unpredictable nature of the fire burning in the area of the 1999 Megrim Fire. The Butler Fire continues to burn in the Salmon River complex. The fire has consumed over 17,000 acres and stands at 25% containment. A meeting is scheduled for Tuesday night at 6 p.m. in the Karuk Community Hall in Orleans in order to answer questions and provide information about the Butler Fire. Local law enforcement agencies, the Avoid the Seven campaign, comprised of seven law enforcement agencies and the CHP, began its Labor Day crackdown over the weekend, and it was a busy one. 16 drivers were arrested from Friday night through Sunday and booked into jail on suspicion of driving under the influence, an increase from last year when 11 drivers were arrested for DUI. With plenty of festivals and other activities, along with the county fair filling summer calendars, the DUI patrols will run through Monday, September 2nd, Labor Day. A traffic safety program in and around the Humboldt State campus will be in effect over the next few weeks as the fall semester begins next Monday. Both campus and Arcata Police will focus on pedestrian, vehicle, bicycle, and skateboard activities to remind commuters about traffic safety and to educate the public and students about regulations in place on campus. Also, officials at Humboldt State have closed Fulkerson Hall temporarily so that a cracked wooden truss beam can be repaired. An engineering inspection discovered the problem and repairs could take anywhere from 1 to 6 weeks. Age and seismic activity have weakened the beam, and any adjustment for campus activities involving Fulkerson Hall will be addressed as needed. Law enforcement in Del Norte County are asking for the public's help in locating an armed robbery suspect who allegedly robbed a Subway store clerk of cash from the register as well as stealing the clerk's car. The clerk said the suspect, described as an adult male, walked into the shop on Saturday and brandished a handgun and then fled the scene with the stolen money and the stolen car. Yurok Tribal Police officers later spotted the vehicle at the Salmon Festival in Klamath, and the suspect fled the scene, striking an officer with the vehicle while he did so. Officers fired at the vehicle and hit the suspect, wounding him. The suspect then drove across the Klamath Bridge, abandoned the vehicle, and carjacked another and continued to flee southbound on Highway 101. The second stolen vehicle was later found just north of Oryk, and a search of the area failed to turn up the suspect, who is described as about 20 to 27 years of age, 5'8", 140 pounds, with a dark complexion, a goatee, and who was wearing a bandana, checkered shorts, and tennis shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California Highway Patrol officers in Del Norte County are investigating the cause of a collision on Sunday that sent 68-year-old Klamath resident Fred Wingard to the hospital. Wingard collided with the back end of a vehicle stopped in traffic north of the Klamath Jet Boat Tours on southbound 101. The force of the collision drove the first car into the rear of the car in front of it and the driver of the third car involved. Crescent City resident Davy Dowd was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Wingard suffered major injuries in the crash and was taken to Sutter Coast Hospital. And on Saturday evening, Timothy Duggan of Oklahoma crashed his motorcycle into a vehicle stopped in traffic in the northbound lanes of the Klamath Bridge. Duggan was going too fast when he entered the bridge span and he suffered major injuries in the crash. The second driver was unhurt. And visitors have been flocking to the county fair, and the fans of horse racing have packed the track, and on Saturday, local visitors got to see a local jockey, 22-year-old Brittany Smith, win her first two races as a professional. Smith received her jockey license earlier this summer and rode Focus Now to a win in the third race on Saturday, and then capped off her day with a win astride Ole Standard to win the final race of the day for trainer Quinn Howie, whose stable has 10 wins after 3 days of racing. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.